obviously hard now because we've had quite an intense session. I just want to cover off items 8 and 9 of our agenda.
Wait, can I take a pause for a round of applause to Emily? Because I thought she was brilliant. Well done. Make them laugh.
That was great.
And honestly, don't feel like you have to bear that burden alone. I think you said that you were looking for some folks to rescue, so just call on us. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in, because I think also we were able to show a great deal of unity.
But I want to know if you guys have heard about any privacy or human rights issues in the course of this discussion.
No, not at all. I haven't heard anything. Okay, let's just... I don't think we're going to go through the rest of the agenda in detail, but just to highlight that there are some interesting sessions going on Monday. Particularly, we've got compliance program overview from 12 to 12:30. At 1300 to 1500, we have an RAA progress report and Who is Data Validation workshop. Clearly, these, and then I think there's another one on Wednesday, 11 o'clock. Consumer trust. I think that probably that's less directly in line, but I guess it's
someone.
I don't know.
My recommendation is that we send representatives and see, divvy all this up among ourselves and give it all to James, who doesn't have enough to do at this meeting.
Or Peter Nettlefold, who is also not here. I know that I'm not going to be able to make the compliance program overview at all, personally, and I probably won't make the first hour, at least, of the RAA progress report.
I can go to both of those.
Could you? Would you be able to...
I apologize. I was thinking the old time for our session.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
So we're doing our interaction with the community at 4:30 tomorrow, and we'll also have a breakfast meeting. So we're just going to do logistics and support. Maybe, Susan, if you could cover off those sessions and can we give you a slot to report back on Wednesday, that would be great. And also, if you wouldn't mind jumping up on behalf of the review team at any appropriate moment and taking the floor, that would really be appreciated. And obviously, if any of you could go along to support Susan in that, that would also be appropriate.
Susan, you're going to both sessions, the compliance?
Yeah, I can go to both of them.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to the RAA one too.
Okay,
not the compliance,
so the
but the RAA.
Can do tag team. Well, that was great. Consumer trust on Wednesday. That is actually during our meeting, our working session. It's an hour and a half. I think we might just have to catch up on that with the transcript afterwards, if you don't mind.
Whose session is that?
So is that another? Is that the review team on consumer trust, or is it the working group? It's the CCTCDT.
I won't volunteer then.
If you can't say the
acronym.
I'll
go if you'd like to do this. Great. That
would
be great.
Great.
Blessing in disguise then.
I would not view that one as a priority to go to. I think that we'll probably have our work cut out on Wednesday. So.
But maybe Seth could be the one to follow it, get the notes, and brief us on it afterwards.
Great. So could you follow us up afterwards and just grant the transcript and give us a briefing? I think that probably after this meeting we'll probably revive our calls, our regular calls, because we're going to have a program to review this.
Does anybody planning to go there to the replacement of the Who Is session? This is, I believe, this is the briefing on Weirds, the IETF committee. Oh, this is SAC?
This is coming out Thursday.
Thursday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I read the rules. I tried to understand it months ago, but
yeah.
When I heard the presentation on the SAC 51, the meeting that I participated in, I didn't understand to do the same thing for it.
Okay, so, SAC.
The reference has been SAC.
Michael, you're going to this?
Yes.
Okay. So what is SAC 51? I'm sorry, I thought this was weird, but you're right. It says SAC 51.
Yeah.
Isn't it that report that was just published a few months ago?
Yeah, it's suggesting a revamp of the Lewis program.
Go ahead.
If I could jump in, I think if it's the one I'm thinking about, the first, there's two parts. First is just complete standardization of who is terminology, and that they want to get rid of the concept of who is, which, as I think we've touched on, describes the data, the service, the protocol, you know, all that stuff. And they want to get into what I think they were calling it domain name directory data, domain name. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so we adopted their definitions but removed, but just called it who is data, who is service, who is protocol in the draft report.
We mapped new definitions onto what they were, without the really super cool SAC acronyms, but I think we did the equivalent thing. But, you know, while we're on the subject of terminology, I wanted to point out that I think we should take a closer look at recommendations 18 and 19 regarding IDN and make sure that we're not using IDN when what we mean is internationalized registration data, IRD, because you could have non-ASCII characters in a .com or a .net that's not associated with an IDN registration. And I think we may need to just take another close look at that. It's just a matter of editing, I think.
I think you're
right. You were going to get to the second part of SAC 51. The first part of SAC 51, I think he did.
I think the second part was just talking about what a successor protocol would look like. It's much larger. Yeah.
So the WIRDS is actually out of IETF, and it's mainly actually driven by the address the numbers community, so there's some discussion on somehow combining the names community with that, but it's still driven by the numbers community. So it's. As far as the SAC 51 is concerned, so yes, I think it has the terminology part and then a couple of other things, the internationalized domain names and then access control kind of dimension. So they're looking at what to do beyond it.
Is there something from, and maybe this is a question for Wednesday, are you with us on Wednesday for the full day meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from SAC 51, is that something we should be bringing into this meeting, to our meeting on Wednesday, or have we already kind of incorporated, at least in spirit, the big picture of that? Because I spent a lot of work with the chair of SAC at the beginning trying to understand where that report was going so that we could incorporate
it. So as far as our work is concerned, it's looking at what's the state of affairs and what's happened in the past. This work is about how to organize it in the future. I guess we need to collectively decide whether we need to comment on those aspects as well, or do we just restrain ourselves on what the status of who is at this time.
I think in the briefing that I did, and a fellow from the SAC presented on SAC 51, the question arose whether we become irrelevant in view of the SAC 51 future development. And I think the message I was trying to promote in that briefing is no, we're complementary, that many of our recommendations could be implemented in the new protocol. And it may be useful to bring forth that message, particularly as we don't want to be regarded as irrelevant.
Well, just as an observation, I haven't followed closely on this particular development, but just looking back in history a little bit, even if all the relevant parties agree on who is NG, whatever it's going to look like in the future, I think the existing infrastructure is not going to become irrelevant within the next 10 years, because there has already been a pretty major attempt to replace or develop WHOIS into something more fancy. CRISP was the catchphrase.
Iris,
yeah. And this failed miserably. And over the years I got a little bit pessimistic. And while I would like to support each and every attempt to get something off the ground as quickly as possible, I still have to see the real impact in the real world. So, just as an observation.
Mandatory reminder, Bill.
Yeah, I would I'd echo Wilfried's remarks. I was asked to do a summary of the SAC 51 roadmap for the BC. And that's one of the things I highlighted was an implementation of any of these proposals will take years. I mean, the IETF has yet to spin up a group. It's not clear what its charter will be. There's bickering about that. I believe anyway, in any of the proposals, whatever the charter might look like, names will be done after numbers. And we could argue whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but That's what the IETF area director wants. That's what the proposed or the person doing the drafting wants. And I've given up attempting to get a charter that I think would allow both to go in parallel. The other thing is I like the stuff that's in the ESSAC recommendation. One of the issues I had though was with the nomenclature. Just that while it is accurate, it's pretty difficult to pronounce. I had suggested using basically shortening stuff to domain name registration, and then have DNR data, DNR protocol, service, model. There's a problem with DNR within the U.S. at least for do not resuscitate, but at least it's easier to you know, it rolls a bit off the tongue as opposed to. And I've forgotten what the proposals were from ESSAC. I agree 100% with the, you know,
the definitions.
Absolutely, we need those definitions. We need what's behind them. We just need to make them in a way that can be pronounced by humans.
And just to follow on from that, I think in our draft report we have actually taken wholesale their definitions and replaced the labels with who is data, who is protocol, who is service, for want of a better thing. We spoke with both Jim and Patrick about this and kind of said, you know, no hard feelings, hope you're okay with that, and they were very, very relaxed about it. So,
I'm really glad Michael's going to the session, and I'm really looking forward to hearing, and if there's anything to circulate, that would be great because it's a great session.
One other thing, and that would be that that I, in my commentary back into the BC, was to recommend that CCTLD, the CCTLDs and the GTLD operators, registry operators and even registrars, to begin to participate at the IETF. One of the arguments that is being pushed back consistently is the IETF did all this work on IRIS and CRISP and it was never adopted. You know, tell us why. And we don't have a great answer other than nobody liked it. It was hard to implement. I don't know. I mean, I basically have said there, look, you know, a spec was published and nobody chose to implement it. that's the way it goes.
Okay, let's continue this over dinner because we can all talk about this.
Well, I'm just saying, if people don't show up,
yeah,
the IATF will say, yeah, not important, we don't care.
Yeah. I want to just finish off. There's one agenda item which is just introducing this framework and how we're going to process comments as we go forward. We just discussed it very briefly. I threw out that it might be possible to go back to the chapter authors and to ask them to specifically look at the comments on their chapters. Kathy, do you want to introduce this?
Actually, hold on. Can we just go back really, really quickly to the meetings with the GAC and the board? Going back to our agenda, numbers 5, 6, and 7, just in case we don't get another chance to do it. And I'm sorry we don't have Alice here to change the slides, guys. I'm still on the first page of Sunday. Mm-hmm. Number 5, we finished our preparation for a second meeting with the GNSO Council. Number 5 is now preparation for a follow-up meeting with the GAC. And let's combine it with number 6, preparation for the meeting with the board. Since we've already had initial meetings with all these guys and they've got our slides, they've got our overview, what we were thinking of doing is just exactly what we did when we met with ICANN senior staff, is just put up a copy of the slides of the recommendations. And Denise gave us a consolidated version, kind of a shorthand version of the recommendations, which look good. You've got it on your landscape sheet. So unless anybody objects, that's what we're going to put up. We have no specific questions to answer from the GAC or the board. And because Steve Crocker didn't repeat his question, so I think he's just leaving that as a written comment. So we'll just put up the recommendations and do some introductory remarks, which Emily does so well, and then go straight into what their questions are in discussion, unless anybody objects. Now, number 7, the preparation for the public forum. I think we did our preparation for the public forum today in our preparation for the council. And a lot of the stuff we were hashing out today, I think we're going to hear similar questions in the forum. We've been asked by individual constituencies to speak to them. And what we said was, what I told the registries, and I believe it was told to others, was please come to the public forum so everybody can hear everybody. And really, let's bring it all out there. Let's have everybody talking to everyone. And so so that's going to happen. We've got the slides that were distributed with apologies. Those were actually due early. We didn't realize it. So everything is kind of a cut and paste from our discussions and also from the report. And that's about it for that. I'll talk about the template in a second. I know Bill has some comments.
Yeah, I think if the GNSO meeting is any indication, we're going to be very pressed for time. And certainly my impression in some of the questions was that we were getting, not we, but the questions were way off topic. And the commentary, well, CCTLDs came in and told us to do stuff that is anti-competitive with the GTLDs. Seriously, I mean, this stuff is going back.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, I think that we've got to.
I know the guy who's asking.
You know, it's very. It can be frustrating, sort of consulting on things that you've been working on for a year or more. People just have to. That they will ask what they ask, and we just have to be able to handle it.
Pushed this forward.
Yeah, but, you know, point well taken, Bill. We're going to get a whole bunch of questions, and we just have to try and keep it moving. That's going to be a challenge. I think that probably the way that I would play the public forum is to just launch in and step through the recommendations. We can see from this document, which I think is great, thank you, Alice, for doing this, that there are some that provoke comment, and they'll provoke a lot of comment, and there are some that just literally go through. So we'll probably just, rather than doing a great big boom, this is it, and now ask our questions, we'll probably just step through it like that and let people intervene.
I went to the public forum for the ATRT, mm-hmm. the Accountability and Transparency Review Team presentation. And prior to that, there were some of the recommendations of the ATRT that had been talked about a lot in the hallways and argued about a lot in the meetings. But it wasn't until I went to the ATRT meeting that I saw the presentation of the recommendations in context, in their full, with the explanation. And I think that this is a very special opportunity. Know that 80 to 85% of the people in that room will not have read our report. This is there because what they're doing is reading other things. And what we're hearing is not people trying to derail us. There are three people in that room, four people in that room from NCUC, and that's their job is human rights and privacy issues. And they want to know that we took that into account in the balance. Jeff Newman lives and breathes his competition with CCTLDs, and he wanted to know if we'd considered that. He's not trying to derail us. This is what's in their heads, and I think it's important for us. We've heard a lot about law enforcement. We've heard a lot about consumer trust. We're now hearing from some of the other communities that have to deal with the system and what their concerns are. So just take it for what it's worth. This is what's on the top of their heads, and this is what they're living and breathing. I think it's interesting to get the feedback, even if, you know, from our perspective, it's like, yes, yes, of course we've considered that. So in drafting these slides, I tried to think about what can we quickly give the community that's never read a word of our report and hasn't read a single recommendation. And first, I think what we can do is give them the full text of our recommendation, and Alice is going to be handing it out. Do we have to read every word? Of course not. But I think we owe them. We have 20 recommendations, and one of the things we're getting back is that that's a huge amount. At least I'm hearing that a lot. It's, wow, this is huge. And actually, the answer is it's 9 categories, guys. We broke it out, for clarity. But it's really only 9 types of recommendations. I think of it as 9. Can you go to slide 6, Alice? So let me show you, this is, you know, no clear who is policy, it's a finding. So here I just put in, we've described it a million times, so just put it up quickly as a visual. These are 6 of the places we found the who is policy scattered. So boom, recommendation 1, put it in one place. I think that'll take about 2 seconds. But at least it's there. As we know, there are a number of people who don't speak English as a first language. They're going to be using our slides as a guide. There are a number of people who aren't present. They'll be using our slides as a guide, as we will be using the slides from other groups that are presenting on who is issues. So I just tried to take a look at slide number 8, if you would. Again, here, we've now mapped it out. We've been asked about it in different meetings. But some of the questions we have about the who is data reminder policy, just put it out there kind of quickly. I'm not, we're not trying to take up huge amounts of time, but for the people who are worried about a million other issues here, who have bothered to come to our public forum, let's just tell them what we're thinking. That was the idea, and how helpful I found ATRT to suddenly hear all the recommendations in context. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Now I understand where they're coming from.
That's great.
That's the thought.
Well, and thank you for your work on those slides, Kathy. I think we'll just have to busk it at the public forum, to be honest, and we've got a very good framework of slides there, and we will just have to keep an eye on the time and make sure that we're getting through. Bill?
I guess I'm just, again, based on today, I'm concerned that we will get people coming up and raising issues that are completely orthogonal to what we were tasked to do. I heard, in the room, basically, a hue and cry for us to have expanded our scope to include CCTLDs, IP, the RIRs, et cetera. And at other times, we have been chastised for not being narrow enough. Well, but I think we can say this, you know, we read the AOC, this was our scope, that's what we did. And I think nice we can listen, but if we continue to engage on those, right? I mean, I think answers like, yes, we considered that, are appropriate. Is it a decided issue? No, it is not. But yes, we did consider it. When things get too far, from my perspective, when things are too far afield, if they aren't asking a clarifying question, right? So for me, some of the questions that we saw from the GNSO supposedly, you know, would be clarifying or whatever, but they were an attempt to be an open-ended question. Did you think about this? And if we give the opening, yeah, we thought about it, and here are the 10 things we thought about, we'll get derailed for 20 minutes.
Yeah, thanks for that. And that's a very good reminder that we've just got to keep it moving, really. But at the same time, I do want to take the opportunity where appropriate to explain and to clarify.
Alice has been incredible. Actually, the first thing I want, but we'll leave the template up, is the comments on recommendations. Okay. Alice has been absolutely incredible this past week. She's been doing a lot. So I'm going to talk about the comments, and then I'm going to talk about the template. Okay. So the comments break this down recommendation by recommendation to what we've received as of yesterday, I think, which meant that Alice was working in her sleep on some of the stuff.
The document that the members have received dates back to March the 6th, but I've updated that version as well, so I've got a new version.
This is a newer version that you're holding in your hand?
No, it's the last one.
What?
So I'm happy to circulate handouts for the new version. Helps.
Well, this is more modern than the one that
this
we have.
Got IPC on it.
This has got IPC.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the modern, more modern version. And what we'll do is we'll keep. Well, you didn't change the date. We'll try to keep dating it for when as. But this is an ICANN meeting, and again, a lot of people are coming to our issues. They're leaving their issues for a little bit and coming to our issues. So the template. My guess is we haven't gotten a lot of the comments that we're about to get. And so here's the thought that a bunch of stuff's going to come in on deadline, but that we're going to hear about it at the public forum in our meeting with the GAC, in our meeting with the board, and we heard about some of the issues today before council. So Alice and I were brainstorming, and I don't know if you'll find this useful, but this is a template to try to capture some of the comments that we're hearing recommendation by recommendation. And my thought was if we all carry this around with us and write down things that strike us as legitimate types of clarifying questions, legitimate types of questions about underlying findings, revisions of the recommendations that make sense to us, please, please write it down. Because our last face-to-face meeting is Wednesday before the deadline for the comments. So please, please, please take what you hear that's useful, put it under the recommendation, and that way on Wednesday we can go recommendation by recommendation and maybe have captured 80% of the spirit of what we're going to get. We still have more meetings to go, but it's just if you could just carry it around to the different meetings, it would be awesome. Mine is already filling up. So,
thanks a lot for that, and I think that's a good initiative. So I think that that's really all we're going to usefully cover today. I'd like to thank you all for your input. It's going to be quite a tough week. We're going to be seeing a lot of each other. We've got breakfast at 7:30 tomorrow. Well, that's not the tough bit.
Welcome to the ICANN Conference Center, powered by Adigo.
I'm looking forward to our dinner tonight. So we're going to be meeting at 7. I think it's here, isn't it? Is it in the Japanese? It's half past 7.
Japanese place called Sakura.
Okay. And that's here on site.
It's
7:30.
It's over by the Tiffany room. Just keep walking.
Sorry? The food is really great. So. Yes, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope you tell us what to order as well.
Ooh. Japanese.
we have a private room for that dinner, so you'll be able to talk if you wish.
So tell me, does anybody like my template, or do you think it's really silly? You think it's really silly? Where's the restaurant? Do we know? Is it walking distance from here? Do we?
Yeah, so you kind of go down towards where it says ICANN Press, and there's a little sign there that says Tiffany Room this way, and you kind of walk past the Tiffany Room and keep going, and there's a little path right there.
Okay, so it's like right next door?
Yeah, it's actually, I think, faster than walking to the lobby.
Cool.
Yeah, that's right. Just look at the
sign. It's part of the hotel. Okay.
Yeah, just look at the sign and where you see it says like Tiffany Room or something. Just head in that direction.
Okay. Has anybody tried the sugar cane drinks?
Not here.
Oma, can you tell us about the local beverages we should be considering?
No, I'm not taking any advice. Not mine.